What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
A science story, huh?
I felt right. I was so happy. I just thought, well, I figured it out. It was that
golden moment.
Because science was on my side.
Hi everyone, I'm Ben Lilly, and welcome to the Story Collider, where we bring you true personal stories about science. This week's story is from Joe Firestone. It was recorded in April 2016 at Union Hall in Brooklyn.
Sex is very dangerous. Now, thanks. Now I will prove it. Okay, so, I went to college when I was 18, and you know, I was what you call a late bloomer. It's still about to happen, and I was very. You know when you're a late bloomer and you think it's any day now, and it really, I mean, you really should look long term, but you know, you think it's going to be any day now. You get excited, you know, and I was kind of a late bloomer, as I said, and I really thought that college was going to be the big time, you know, the big sexy time. And like, I thought that, like, once, you know, I to tell you the truth, I wore a back brace for most of my teenage years, and when I ripped that off, you know, I was rearing to go, and I didn't really understand what sex was or what it was involved in getting to that situation, but I knew that I thought that this was my time. So I was really excited, you know, and so right before I left for college, I walked up to my mom and I was like, "Mother, we need to put me on birth control. I'm going to be out of control," you know, and she was like, "Really?" And I was like, "Yes, yeah, I'm unbridled. I'll go crazy. I'm going to college." And she's like, "I mean, if you want to, I mean, sure." And because she's supportive, you know, and so we went to the gynecologist, and I mean, that's a whole, I mean, has anyone been to one of those? What a nightmare. you know, you have to go through all the prodding, and then she gives you the pills, and I was so excited. I started taking them right away. And sometimes they have weird effects on women. I don't know if anyone's had strange effects, but for me personally, I don't know if you're familiar with bra sizes, but the hormones in the birth control made my bras become G-cups. I had G-cups. I'm about 5 feet tall, and so were my breasts, and it was it was hideous. And it, like, not in a sexy way. It was just like I was like a little circus freak. And so I had very large breasts for the first. I looked like I literally shared the same size bra as my grandma. So I had these unwieldy, you know, things. And I went to college, and I was kind of shocked at what you did to do the. I mean, I was living in a co-ed floor, and I didn't understand. I heard everybody doing it, and I didn't understand how to do that. Like, I just like would like. I would watch it as people came in and out of the showers, and I would hear them as they had sex in my room and the other rooms, you know, and like I saw it happening and I heard it happening and I smelled it, you know, but it never came to me, you know, and I just didn't understand how to approach people, how to get involved in that kind of thing. And so sometimes when you don't understand one process, it can tend to make you confused about other processes, which is why I was I slowly developed several psychosomatic symptoms of STDs. So I was sharing toilets and showers with people that I knew for a fact were very sexually active. And I started to believe I had contracted a super virus. Like, I was convinced that, like, I had there were bumps and lumps and fluids and you guys eating? And I was like a wreck. I was really a wreck. And, like, I was like, how could this happen? I haven't even had sex, and I've contracted all of these illnesses, and it's like, I just must be a sponge for it. You know, my body just must be receptive to it, you know? And so I did what anyone would do, which is I went to a medical professional. So I proudly made an appointment. I understood that this was, you know, there's a stigma attached to a lot of STIs, you know, and I'd never had the fun before, but I knew I was experiencing the punishment, and I had to go to the clinic. I had to get help. And so I went to the clinic, and the nurse said she'd see me, and she said, what's the problem? I said, please test me for everything. And so she did, and she proceeded to take my blood and, you know, swipe and wipe, you know, and all the, you guys still enjoying your food? And do all those things that you need to do to get the test done. And after she had taken the blood, these things take, you know, a couple days to get back from the lab. So after that, she took all the tests, she came and sat with me. And she goes, so, Joe, how many sexual partners have you had? And I was like, what do you mean? None. And she was like, have you had some kind of, like, contact at all? And I said, no, unless you count these nasty toilet seats. And she was like, what are you talking about? No, oh, no. And I was like, what are you talking about? Oh, no. You know what I'm talking about. These are symptoms, right? I mean, if you look on WebMD, I recommend you never do. But if you do, you really can convince yourself of truly everything. Like, honestly, if you had, like, food on your face, you'd be like, I have wet on my face, and you could convince yourself very quickly you have the next supervisor. Anyway, so I was like, yeah, I'm pretty certain I have a few STDs. And she goes, Joe, I hate to be the one to tell you this, but you need to have the S. To have an STD. And I said, thank you, Dr. Seuss. What about toilet seat? What about the germ? I mean, what about the germ? What if they're wet? You know, what about the germs? And she goes, no, what are you talking about? And I raised my voice. I said, what are you talking about? I have all these symptoms. She's like, you have no symptoms. I'm not even going to run these tests. You've had no sexual interactions at all? And I was like, well, this is just embarrassing for both of us. And she said, you know, I will suggest that you go to the psychologist. I was like, that's not helpful. I mean, I ended up going to, but unrelated, you know. I was kind of a little bit shaken after that, you know, because when you really convince yourself of something horrible and then you find out that the monster is truly you, you have to kind of wonder what's going on. I mean, I stole all of her toilet seat covers. And I felt good about it. But, yeah, this is just to teach you guys. Just wipe yourselves all over those seats in the bathroom. You won't get anything. You're safe. All right, thanks, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Joe Firestone. Joe is a comedian and producer based in Brooklyn, New York. She creates and hosts several alt-comedy shows around the city, including the incredible game show Showcase, Punderdome 3000, Friends of Single People, and The Unexpected Show, among others. She is a regular contributor to The Chris Gethard Show on Fusion, and her radio show, Dr. Game Show, can be heard every Monday night from 6 to 7 p.m. on WFMU. The Story Collider is produced by me, Brian Wecht, Aaron Barker, Ari Daniel, Christine Gentry, Skylar Bear, Shane Hanlon, Rosie Waldron, and Liz Neely. The podcast is produced by Rose Eveleth. Additional help from Brooke Williams, Lena Groger, and Justin D'Ambrosio. The theme music is by Ghost. Special thanks to Union Hall for hosting the show, and to WebMD for also giving me every disease imaginable. Thanks for listening.